You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Crystal of Phoebe Rings, who are in the studio today. Kia ora, Simeon. Kia ora, Crystal. How are you both?
Very great. Kia ora.
It's lovely to have you up here today to talk about a brand new Lucky Boy track. It feels like quite a while since we've said that phrase, Simeon. What's been going on?
Nothing. Oh, not nothing. But there was a lot of stuff going on, and then I was like, all right, time to take yourself seriously. Time to really do it. Stop making silly little albums on Bandcamp. And then I just stopped making stuff altogether.
Oh, no, sometimes that can be the thing that freaks you out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting serious about this. Suddenly can't write anymore.
Yeah, it stopped. It's not that it stopped being fun, but it started being stressful, and it wasn't stressful before.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so then I had to enlist some help to get me across the line. Well, not even get me across the line, to do something different, to divert my focus to something else for a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And enlisting help, are we talking about Crystal here, or are we talking about a broader community of friends? How did you push through that wall, Simeon?
I thought how a lot of the music I see, and I don't want to make grand statements that I can't back up, but I feel like when I see people working together, it's often somebody featuring someone. It's like, hey, can you hop on this track and do a verse, or this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something that was like really down the middle, 50-50. It's me with somebody, not me featuring somebody. And I was like, something I would like to continue doing. I do have some other songs that I've done with other people. So it was just about doing a real proper collaboration thing that wasn't just me pushing my thing and getting somebody to jump on it. It's like, this could be either one of us starting it, and the other, you don't know where one person begins and the other person ends in the song, and I feel like we accomplished that pretty well.
That's that's a nice feeling. I think you do accomplish that. The track has got a real nice blend of both of your musical sensibilities, which is perhaps not surprising because you do play together very regularly in Phoebe Rings.
Yes.
How do you take one hat off and put the other hat on a little bit? I guess this is a question for you as well, Simeon, because you play in Phoebe Rings. Different mode of music making for you than when you're working on Lucky Boy stuff, or how does that feel?
It was with Phoebe Rings, we started with Crystal songs, and then Crystal very kindly asked if the rest of the band wanted to write some songs. But it does, maybe it doesn't feel like, in terms of hats, it doesn't feel like I'm writing a song for Crystal, but it does feel like I'm writing a song for Phoebe Rings.
Yes.
I'm not just like writing a song. Like, it is definitely like a mindset thing. It's not just like, I'm going to write a song and, you know,
see where it goes.
Oh no, I'm going to write a song that potentially at the beginning it's kind of a song that maybe Crystal might have written.
Yes.
But more so than that, it's just like a song that lives in that world.
Yeah, totally.
So to speak.
Yeah. Crystal, how does it feel for you jumping into the Lucky Boy world with this new song that is out today? What's that sort of process like?
I think it was definitely slightly different from when I am writing songs. I tried to make it not so like digging a hole and I'm trying to have my own world kind of thing. I tried to leave it a bit more open so that I'm not just writing, like, steamrolling, you know? And we could always have space for, like, Simeon to get in. But actually, I just went into Simeon's studio and we just wrote on the spot pretty much, right? Like, we just dedicated some time and then we went, okay, here it is. We need to do something. Let's do something.
That's quite good. Giving yourself parameters is a useful way to get things done. Having, you know, your homework due by a certain point can really be a good way to make that writer's block disappear.
Yeah. It was just like, I guess we're stuck here. And then Simeon had his little whiteboard, and then when I noodled something, he would go, stop. That's something. And then, like, write all the chords out.
That's so good. Tell us a wee bit about the vision for this new era of Lucky Boy. Obviously, we've heard a bit about the kind of collaborative nature of it, but what are you aiming towards with these releases?
Really, a lot of it. So I still have a lot that I want to do on my own, but knowing this was, I don't want to say a test, because it is valid and it is legitimate, but it is this is like a bit of a litmus test for something that maybe I'd want to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be known as the guy that just collaborates with everyone. I'd love to do another, 10 EPs and just work my way through every musician we have.
That'd be quite a nice way to do it.
And it's gone really well so far because I asked 5 people to write songs with me, and 5 people said yes. So
that's great.
It was a real confidence booster. And it was cool. I don't know. A lot of it is also like making friends with people that you see at gigs but don't necessarily speak to. It's kind of weird to ask someone out, hey, I saw you at a gig, let's go and get a coffee.
It's hard to make friends as adults.
Yeah. But I tell you what, we can write a song together. And,
that's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
You don't have to, worry
secret
about
agenda
conversation.
Is making friends, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my 2023 goal.
Got to be the most wholesome secret agenda ever. Trick you into being my mate.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a really nice way of working, I think. You've got a very beautiful, trippy video for this song as well.
Oh, yes.
Tell us a bit about making that.
So, another part. Well, I guess there are things that I shouldn't be doing anyway, but part of me wants to do everything. Part of me wants to do the artwork, video, let's do it all. But then this was really like a really good way to be like, no, don't do any of it. Because, you've got someone else to help with the song. So it was really nice to be like, no, because you know what this is. It's a collaboration thing.
Yes.
So you should go out of your way to make sure that you do as little as possible.
That's a good way to think of it, yeah.
Yeah, so I asked somebody who maybe not so much of a friend before this, just somebody you see around, Abigail Egden, who did some of Merck's videos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I should have a better idea of her portfolio, but
she's very good. She's prolific about town.
Yeah. I really like the stuff that I had seen. Every time I just found myself seeing people post videos and then me going to see more.
Yeah.
And then her name would be there, and I was fantastic.
Yeah. Nice.
And then also Lily Paris West did the artwork, and there's more artwork from some of the other tracks that they kind of interlink with each other. So it was the video was very haphazard. It was like a thing I had in my mind sometimes, the shower thoughts, and I write it down on my phone, and I kind of wrote like a script, and then Abby made it something that could actually be filmed. We kind of drove around the neighborhood around Crystal's house. We kind of just picked Crystal up, drove around in the car. Abby shot some stuff on her own. I'm very happy with how it turned out.
It's very lovely.
Yeah.
It's a nice sort of, I love videos that are Auckland in the late night, in that sort of headspace that you're often in late night Auckland, especially if you're coming home from a gig or that sort of thing. Early morning and the motorway is very quiet and you're just in your little Uber thoughts. That's kind of what this video really reminds me of, especially you, Crystal, sitting in the back seat, just sort of dreamily out the window. It's a really lovely visual sort of world to accompany this song. Are you going to be trying to play any shows out live in the Lucky Boy world at some point?
I would love to, but that almost feels more daunting.
That's the next step.
I think that is because I've done it before and it's always really enjoyable and the people I've played with are amazing. But then it's after taking a break and then maybe stepping back into that world, it feels like it gets harder to ask people to make that commitment.
Mm.
With the writing the song, it's a fixed term contract,
No, I'm really happy to.
We would like to. Crystal's we'll make it happen, don't worry. So if anyone out there wants to be in Simeon's band so that we can hear Lucky Boy live, please text us on 53955. I think we should have a listen to this beautiful new track. Thank you both so much, Simeon and Crystal, for coming in to have a chat about it this morning. This is Burned Out by Lucky Boy with Phoebe Ray. Gatherings, and where can people go and find this?
So disorganized on doing the thing. I've got Zach Arnold helping me out with a lot of this stuff, and he sent me an email being like, hey, you make sure the Bandcamp thing's up, and I was like, oh, that's right.
I have to push
down. Yeah, like, the automatic stuff is done, it's on Spotify, it's on all the, you know, that was easy. I paid for that to be easy. Then like, I was like, oh God, I gotta make the YouTube video public and all that other stuff. So yeah, it's on streaming services, I think, more than I know the names of.
Nice.
It's on Bandcamp, though. We should use Bandcamp.
We should use Bandcamp. Go to Bandcamp. Get this track.
It's not anywhere but Bandcamp.
Yeah, just Bandcamp. That's the best place to go. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.